Hanuman.
We're from England.
Can you recognize me that I'm from England? I'm from London.
So, hello, Jen.
Hi,
you don't believe me that I'm from England? Yes, tell me.
No. Who are you?
I'm a lawyer.
You're
from
Fernsehen,
a financial...
Yes.
Do you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
I'm calling you from a financial department.
And, Micha, stumm dich.
I'm calling you with the...
Good.
Hello.
So, yes. I'm listening
Are
to you.
Are you hearing me?
Yeah. Okay. I'm in the office, yes. Yes.
Okay, glad that you're speaking English right now. So, basically, I'm calling you with the regarding because I have a list of numbers that these are some people that may have shown interest into investing. So, the idea is here, me as a lawyer in the financial markets, I have some contracts with some banks. As it is the Lombardy Bank, which is a bank in Switzerland, based in Switzerland, with a Refundee, which is a bank in my nationality town. And with this bank, I have some contracts that I can do with people to refund their funds that they have done into the frozen wallets. So the idea is here, if you're willing to get charged back on what you did, or even by showing interest, you may have opened an account, because I have some quick informations right here in front of me. Maybe I can help you get them back, but with zero fees, with zero interest by my side in the first time. But basically, when you get that money, I get a percentage by that, a 12%. And if you want to hear more, and if you have any more interest, I can show you and I can guide you through any desk.
What does it mean?
It means that basically, in the past, you have may opened an account on platform by someone or by yourself. And I have a list of frozen wallets, which I have this by my connections of...
But the temperature is klar, ne? It's a frozen wallet.
I work in a law studio.
Mit Sicherheit,
which
yeah.
Means that
okay.
The CEO, CEO is the owner,
Mann, was für ein Scheiß,
for example.
Junge. Mm-hmm.
You're offending me.
No, I'm not talking. Yeah. I'm not. Okay. Oh, you listen. You understand German. So why don't you talk German?
No, I understand a few words because I've been to Germany. I've been to Hamburg. I've been.
So du sprichst Deutsch. Also können wir Deutsch sprechen? Meine
no,
Fresse.
No, sprechen Deutsch. Only a few words. I know was ist geht. I know that word that you said right now, Scheißen. I've spoken with German girls. I have German girls friends here in UK, in England. In the school that I finished, I had a few German girls in my class. For example,
okay.
one of the girls that I've been going out, that I've been dating, her father had her name Wolfgang. I don't know, in Facebook I saw that thing. You know, Wolfgang are those people in Germany that drink a lot.
Yes, of course, they do.
Yes. And the idea is here. So basically, the CEO of our law company... has made a contract with these banks, and he has scheduled us our phone numbers and our names that the people that may have shown invest and they have frozen wallets. So, as I mentioned you in the beginning, I wanted just to introduce you with this. So, if you have any interest, maybe I can guide you through Google Translate on what you will do through email or stuff like that. Is this your email? K N A L L T U T E 44 at gmail.com. Is this still your email?
Not anymore.
Not anymore. So the idea is here. If you want, I can guide you to go there with zero interest, nothing to do. Put your card away, put your phone that you have the bank, the stuff away, and I can show if I can get this back. If I want, you can go on your way and I can go on my way, because we either don't cooperate with each other because we don't speak both our nationality language. You just speak German and a few words in English. I don't speak no word in German and only English. Or I can speak maybe Italian a bit because I've learned it through movies. But this is all the idea. Can you tell me, did you have made ever an investment online?
But you tell me now that you found something that belongs to me. So what do you ask
yes,
me from
I found, I found something that belongs to you, but the idea is here. When you can't prove the email, when you can't prove the email, but you can't accept the phone number, the idea is here. We get a digit confirmation code when we enter to the frozen account. And if I don't have your email, for me it's a problem, and I have to configure the information.
Yeah, beruhig dich, beruhig dich.
I have
beruhig dich.
Information.
So what do you? Yeah, what do you do? We do now, so you can help me. So can I see what kind of money, how much money it is, and yeah.
Now, basically, the idea is here. The frozen wallets are a lot that I have. Not only yours, I have to other people, to other countries, from Germany, from Spain, from Italy, from England, from everywhere.
Yeah, it's good.
The idea is here.
Yeah.
What I do is here. I collect your information. I collect my connections that my boss has, and I get a 1% for me and the 11% for my studio. But what I will do is connect all the things, ensure the banks that we are, for example, I am Jens, and I'm texting you this email because I want my account back, and that stuff that I do that are my procedures, that how I do it's my stuff. And after that, I get the 12% of mine since the beginning
Du quatschst mir zu viel. So, kommen wir zum Punkt jetzt, weil du laberst mir zu viel jetzt. What do we do now?
The idea is here that if you have
you told me 20 times about the idea. Come to the point, straight to the point.
Because I have that as a word. As a word, I use it all the time.
Yeah, now, don't use it anymore.
If you have any person,
what is your name again?
Daniel Adams.
Daniel Adams. Okay, Adams. Let's go straight to the point. What should I do?
If you want, I can guide you through any desk and I can show you the wallet.
Through what?
If you want, I can guide you. I can
You can guide
show
me.
You
tell
directions.
Me what I, yeah, what should I do?
Through any desk. I can show you the wallet. I can show you the stuff, how it's going on. And we can
through
sign
what?
The contract.
What is this?
We can
what
sign.
Did you, what do you mean Inadex? What do you mean through Inadex? What do you mean?
It's a team viewer. It's a team viewer which respectfully it doesn't touch nothing of your mobile device. I just show you what's happening on my device, so I can guide you better and we can do the things more quick.
It's a trading program or what it is, an application or what it is.
No, it's not a trading program. It's a program. It's a program where my mirror of my laptop or my mobile device links to your mobile device, and we can see each other's what we are doing.
Okay.
You have never done that before.
No. I don't know even what it is. But
for example, if you have your phone and you have your apps on your phone, you have, for example, Instagram, Facebook, WhatsApp. The same thing that I watch on your phone, you watch on mine, and I wanted you to connect any desk with us, not us with you. So
yeah, okay. So what should I do now?
What
yeah,
we are
it's
doing.
Good, man. So what should I do? Where can I find this Inadex? What it is? Where can I find it?
I can give you an email. You can click that, and after that, I can give you a phone call, and I can guide you through there. But
yes.
I need to confirm your email. I need to confirm your email, so I can give you an email of the Anydesk, so you can type it on Google with another device, or you can put your phone on speaker and we can do it through that.
And don't use my phone for this. I have a laptop here.
Okay, it's much better.
Yes, so what's the name of
can
the program?
You tell me your email in English?
Yes.
Okay.
It's Inbox.
Inbox?
Inbox, yes.
Okay, what do you say? Inbox, yes.
At.
Okay.
Con4U. C-O-N 4, the number 4, u.de. Inbox at con4u.de.
The last thing was E-E?
D-E for Germany, D-E. D.
Deutschland, Italy.
Not Italy, DE. Oh my God, you don't speak English. The E, it's not the I, the DE. Dude,
No, no,
what's
but
wrong
not
with
in
you?
English. It's I in English. You mean I?
No, the I, it's E like Italy, and the E is the A like
You mean
email.
A. You mean
You
A. You mean
don't say
A.
email, you say email, not email.
Yes, I.
You're not from London, but then anyway.
No, you mean A. No, I'm from London. You mean listen.
No,
Listen, the
A,
A.
it's English. You told me to, Junge, you told me to spell it in English. The
Yes,
E,
in
when you
English,
say
spell it.
E, it's the E from email. When you say I, you don't say
Ah, okay.
FBA, you say FBI, I.
Okay, so it's twice the E.
Jesus.
The E is twice.
Not the E, DE.
Okay.
Deutschland, Emil, or email,
Like
Alter.
mobile D, like mobile D.
What?
In the
Mobile what?
end, like or you never heard that German page where they sell cars, mobile.de.
Mobile.de. Yeah, it's not DI, it's mobile
Mobile.de.
DE. Yeah, DE, wow. Kann gar
Okay,
nichts,
so
genau.
okay,
Dumm.
so inbox
Yeah.
at
At con for
con.
you, con for you, con, CON, and don't tell me, please, you don't spell it like this. CON. Caesar, Oracle,
COM.
and oh my.
Mobile.
No, not mobile. Nancy, danke, Ninja, Mark. Nancy, like Nancy, North Pole.
Like Nancy.
Yeah, Nancy or North Pole.
Okay, CON. Yes.
Yeah, CON.
For
Four,
you.
number four.
Yes.
And then you, like
Okay.
USA.
Okay.
When we finish, we will talk about your English skills, okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
When you mean
It's
you, like
definitely
USA.
necessary. It's necessary, trust me. Okay, so do you have my email?
Yes, but I still didn't catch this part. You like USA. You mean YOU
Oh nee,
or
jetzt geht das schon wieder los. Have you the email or not? Do you have the email?
Yes, I have the email
Okay.
in inbox. Yes.
Yes.
Inbox at CON for YOU
No,
point.
not Y. Oh my goodness, no, not YOU. You, just the letter U. The letter U, like USA. I told you, man, what's wrong with you? Have you smoked some weed?
No, I don't smoke, but I never did.
Jesus, you're not from London, mate. Please don't tell me you're from
No,
London. Please, please.
bro,
My God,
I'm from London
definitely
right
not
now,
from
but
London, mate.
I don't understand better than your accent, that's why. So you mean YOU?
You, I told you 20 times you, and you means you, like USA. I told you. Alter.
Okay. I will send that on email right now.
I'm waiting.
Okay, right now. See you in a few seconds.
No, why? I'm keep on the phone. Stay on the phone and
Ah, you
and
want
send
to
me.
keep on the phone? Okay.
Yeah,
But I
it
have
takes 2 seconds
okay.
to send an email.
Okay,
So,
right now.
Jungs, ich muss dir sagen, ob es
Just
ankommt.
wait a few seconds.
Ja. Mann, Mann, Mann. Hallo.
Yes, I just sent it to you. Do a refresh.
I'm doing. I hope for you, you will not end up in the spam.
End up where?
In the spam folder. Do you know what a spam folder is?
No, I didn't hear it well. A spam?
Spam! Oh my goodness.
Spam.
Ja genau. Ach scheißegal. So Jungs, ist da.
No, I never heard
I'm still waiting for the email. Give me your email in the meanwhile, so I can send you one
yes,
in case
yes,
it doesn't.
I sent you the email.
Yeah, but in case it doesn't arrive.
It has been sent.
Okay, I'm waiting. I'm refreshing all the time. Schreib einfach nur da, Micha. Reicht.
Okay, I'm trying it even with Y. Maybe I made a mistake or something like that.
Really? Why? What? You travel with what?
I'm sending it in inbox at con for
No. Oh my goodness. Okay, listen to me. You give me your email now. I send you an email, okay? Give me your email.
Okay. I'm giving it to you right now. Wait a second. I'm passing you my colleague. Maybe you can understand him better.
No, he has to understand me.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello, this is Gary Miller speaking. How are you?
Mit Sicherheit. No, nothing is good.
Nothing is good?
No, nothing is good.
Nothing is good. What's going on, sir? Everything fine? Like...
No, I'm waiting for the email now. He told me that he cannot even... Yeah, Micha, sorry, ich habe mich daran gewöhnt, dass du immer schreibst. I'm like spelling him the email address and he doesn't know the right characters. He don't know that the E or I. I mean, he's not from London. You're
okay,
not from London anyway.
Let me just explain to you. Is it INBOX at CON4UOU.com?
No! No! Jesus!
Can you provide it for me? Pardon.
No, yes. It's CON4U.
My colleague.
CON4. And then U, the letter U, like USA. I told it 20 times.
I'm sorry.
.de. Jesus.
So.
Yeah.
I'm sorry because it was.
Yeah, you can laugh because your colleague needs definitely a new job, or
okay.
He needs English lessons, some English lessons. Definitely.
He's new. Don't get me wrong. He's actually.
He's new in everything. Yeah.
So. Let me just repeat it one more time and you can confirm it.
Please, the last time. Please.
Last time. So, just confirm every letter by letter, okay?
We don't need... Listen to me. We are just spelling this shit for 2 hours now. Just give me your email address, I will send you one, and it's done. And it's a wrap. Come
sure.
on. Yeah.
Sure.
Okay, let's go.
So we can do that. So, Gary Miller.
Gary
G-A-R...
Y Miller, yes.
M-I-L-L.
Yeah, E-R, yeah.
E-R, wonderful. L-O-B.
L-O-B.
@gmail.com.
Is that Lob?
Lob, exactly. L-O-B, Lob.
Gary Miller Log, L-O-G, like log me in.
Yeah. L-O-B @gmail.com, correct?
L-O what? L-O?
L-O-B.
B like what?
Like...
B like...
Pardon?
Blow. B like blow.
B like blow, exactly. Blow, okay. B like
Gary Miller Lob.
Lob.
Gary Miller Lob @gmail.com. That's your email?
Exactly. That's my email that...
Okay, I just sent you an email. I just sent you an email. Check your inbox.
Wonderful.
Jesus.
Just a second. It's okay, sir.
I'm getting fucking crazy at this time. I just came back from the office and I have somebody's calling me. We're in Germany. He don't even speak German and want me to speak English and cannot even spell a fucking email.
Yeah, it's okay. It's something that happens because we cooperate with every European Union country, like from all the countries across. So technically, we cooperate with all these different people. So it can be from Italy, which in our own case, the person is from.
That is good, British.
And it's a little bit more harsher from him, you know.
Since you got the email or not? Please, please.
No, I
you
didn't get the email.
Oh,
probably
Jesus.
Listen very closely. So
oh,
nee. Just one more
time. Wieder los.
To the Gary, is it G-A-R-Y?
Listen to me. I know Gary is a common name. I know how to write Gary.
Exactly.
G.
Yeah. A.
Yeah.
R-Y.
Yes. Miller Lob at gmail.com.
With double L.
Yeah, of course, with double L. Yeah.
Exactly, at gmail.com. You will see.
So you have a problem with your email server because you don't get emails.
Sir, so when you send the email, let's say an example, do you see in my own email address, did you see the logo that we have over here? Did you see the logo itself?
The logo?
You see it? Because you can see it whenever you go to the email address of the person that you are sending or you're retrieving from, you will see a picture to the email attached. Which is the picture that I have, it's the logo of the branch.
No, it depends on which kind of email software you're using. It's Outlook, it's...
Yeah,
it's,
we,
it's,
are, we are
yeah.
using the Gmail one. That's the
we,
one.
Yeah, I don't there. Send... I'm still asking myself where you're sending it from Gmail whatsoever. I don't have from Gmail, no.
Okay, so let's do it one more time. Sorry again for everything. For the
Jesus,
so
Jesus.
Okay, I'm sorry about everything, okay? Like
but just tell me, your friend told me something about an application like Inadex, I don't know, and he will guide me through the process, and...
yes, that's what we are here for.
Okay? Yeah, so what should I do now?
So technically, we just have to connect you right away so we can show you everything that is being concluded over here under this the name that we have over here, right? So as I mentioned to you, just a second, I've just had to confirm something with my own colleague over here that has spoken with you. He's trying to explain to me everything. Just hold on the line for me. Okay, sir?
Just 20 seconds, not more. Leck mich am Arsch. Kennen die mir auf diese Uhrzeit? Alter, was ist das denn für ein... Junge. Danke, dass ihr das mit mir aushält, Jungs. Danke, Misha.
Okay, so I got all the confirmation. Sorry about the holding wait. So technically, as he mentioned to me, your full name is Jens, like G-E-N-S, and I'm not going to pronounce every single
name. Jens.
Knall Tutor, correct?
Knall Tutor. Yeah, Glass, yes.
From the German state, and the email that we had over here, that's what he was most concerned, is the one Knall Tutor 44.
No, it's not available anymore. That's why I gave him the new one.
Yes. So let's repeat one more time the process. The thing is over here. As far as we know over here, sir, from our own bank and also the one that we are working with, the CoinMarketCap, the leading global, one of the leading global association about the crypto market space.
Jetzt quatscht er wieder mich voll.
Pardon?
No. He told me everything. What should we do now? What should we do now?
We are over here to provide you with all the necessary things so you can see the wallet by yourself, right? That
okay. Let's go.
That's what I'm trying. So over here, do you know about the application called AnyDesk, sir?
He told me that something like this, it's a trading, I thought it's a trading application. No, but how can I get it? I will not buy it,
so
just saying.
Do you have a computer with you?
Yes, I have a laptop here, yes.
Wonderful. Just go to the platform right now on Google and just search AnyDesk.
Okay, just spell it. Muss ich Zeit schon schenken? Aber mir ist alles ready.
A, like America. N like New York. Y like yellow.
Mach mal was anderes nebenbei, während der buchstabiert, weil es interessiert sowieso niemand. And yes.
D like desk. E like euphoria. S like state.
Yeah. Oh, I found it. Anidesk. Yeah, I found it. Yeah, I found it.
Download,
okay.
Yeah, and once you go over there, you're going to download it right away so we can get connected together and I can provide you what we are holding in our own account over here. You're going to see it in my own account.
Okay.
Once you download it, just let me know.
Yeah, okay. Wait a minute. Wenn es klappt, Jungs, wäre es natürlich mega. So, I did.
Wonderful.
Yes. I
now,
did
let
so.
Me, let me know when you open the application and you're going to see the number over there, okay?
Okay. Should I double click on the application?
Yeah, just open the application.
Open it.
Once you're
okay.
You're going to see a red number saying your address, correct?
Yeah, I have it here. Your address, it's in German. I have the number. Okay. It's 878, this long number, this one?
One second, sir. Yeah, yes. It's the red number on the top, so 1 second.
Okay.
878, you said?
Okay.
878, go ahead. 8787.
Should I double click? Yes. 747.
747.
854.
854. So let me just repeat the number, everything, so we can get it fast, okay?
Yeah.
So is it 878-7747 854, correct?
77? No. 878-747-854.
Exactly. Right now I sent you the request that we can proceed together, okay? You're going to see the connecting one.
What I get? I don't understand. What I get?
Now you're going to see that there is...
Here. It's a message. In German, it's unnamed. On the green one or the red one?
Just go by in the German. I don't know in German, to be honest.
Okay, I click now. I clicked on the green one.
Wonderful. I'll just do accept.
Now
I see you. Now I can see everything on you.
Oh my god, the mouse is moving.
it's just me, that's the thing. And right now, you need to go right away to your own search bar. You can use your mouse if you want to get direct like that. Or you need what you gotta do, sir? Just go to over here, you see where it says profile, like the profile and the standard.
Wait a minute, I'm a little bit confused what's happening now.
Yes, get your time.
Oh my god. Okay, so oh my god. Okay. I'm sorry, I'm a little bit confused what is happening now here. So my mouse is moving, right? You're moving
my
mouse.
No, you're moving your mouse right now. So technically what you gotta do, you see where is this front screen that says any desk, and you see the profile below the picture, the one that's over here, the profile. I'll send you to a mess over here. You see it over here?
Yes. What should I do?
I'm clicking right now.
Yeah.
Just click over there. Click with your mouse over there, so I can just get right away to the platform and I can show you everything. Okay. Just go over there. Click on that, sir.
Okay. Just oh my god, I never see like somebody from somewhere. Moving my computer. I'm a little bit confused, to be honest.
It's all good. It's just like, it's me personally that I'm trying to navigate with you. We are connected right now.
Okay, so what this mean? That you can access my computer? Or what does it mean exactly? Please explain it to me.
No, I'm just over here to guide you. That's the only thing that we are doing. We are getting connected together so I can provide you right away to the platform that I have, because it's in our own personal database, in my own account too.
Okay.
And then technically from that on, I can just show you to the Google or Firefox that you have over here, or Microsoft Edge, right?
Yes.
And connect it. So I can show you in the CoinMarketCap, the account that we are holding under the name that it was being provided. In our own case, Jens. That's your own name, right? With the email address that
Jens.
With the offer.
Yes.
Exactly, right?
Okay.
So technically, just go over here, sir, to this standard. This, you see this one, click on it.
Yes.
And then just volume control. This one, click on it.
Follow con-
below.
But you make me scary.
No, it's all good. Trust me. I'm just gonna show it to you. Nothing to worry about, sir. I'm just over here to guide you with every step. Wonderful. Did you click on it?
Click follow it control.
One, just click it. And then after that, we can just wonderful. Now, sir, you're gonna search with me. You go over here to the Firefox. You go to the Firefox over here.
Yes.
Sir?
Yes. Okay.
Second.
My God, you're afraid to see somebody moving my computer. What is this?
No, the only thing that I'm requiring this is because once I get logged into the account, I have my own personal email that I cannot show to you. You know, that's something that it's not required from our own staff since our own policy doesn't demand that. So let's say, for example, we cancel this one. We open Microsoft Edge, correct? Is it better for you? Wonderful.
Okay.
See how it's open right now?
My God.
Now I'm gonna go to the Coin Market Cap.
Okay.
Don't worry about anything, sir. I'm not over here to show you. After that, we can cancel everything. So you see from the beginning to the end what's happening, okay? You see this one?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
We open this one over here, correct? Now this is the platform where we are holding the account. I'm just gonna go log into my own personal one that I have over here.
Yes.
Okay, you see it by yourself that I'm writing everything over here, correct?
Please, can you please do it a little bit slower because I'm a little bit scared, actually.
Don't
okay. No, because I never see this. I never see somebody from, I don't know where you are, on my computer, controlling the mouse moving. This freaks me out. This freaks me out.
No worries. No worries. After that, I will cancel everything for you, so you don't have to worry about anything. I'm just over here to provide you with factual proofs of what we have, okay, in our own all LOB case, okay? We are calling right directly from England. So technically, we just go over here. You see how I'm writing everything just to get connected?
Yes,
right?
Yes.
Okay, I forgot to write the L over here. Just a second. You see how this is my email that I wanted to provide for you, so I think I read it by mistake. Okay, so it's Gmail,
yes.
Correct? Gmail over here.
Yes.
Now I'm going to go to the password. One second, let me just use the mouse for a bit, sir.
Yes.
So over here.
My God.
Just a second. Let me retry one more time the password. Wonderful. You see, I got connected right away to my own account over here that I'm holding all these cases, right? You see over here, everything. Now, I'm going to the portfolio case. However, you're going to see all the portfolios that I'm managing right now for the people that they have the situation. We have cases where people have lost, they have recovered. We are trying to recover for one person from Sweden, $1.1 million, right?
Yeah.
You see all these cases. They are from around the world, too. So we are internationally occurred. And we have a case over here called Jens. This is yours.
Okay? Jens. Okay.
You see it over here? You see it? Where is my mouse over here, sir?
Wait. Just explain. This is 32,000. What it is? Brandon, Mario.
This
who are
account,
all these?
Sir.
These are accounts. Is this my money? I. But
this
why on CoinMarketCap? I don't understand.
Pardon?
I'm just asking why CoinMarket, because I had nothing to do with CoinMarketCap yet with this company.
So
that's why
No worries. I'll explain to you
item.
From everything. So have you ever invested with somebody before? Or you have
with my... of course, with my partner here. He's in the living room now. I don't know if I have to call him to see what's happening here.
Sure. So technically, what we have found over here, sir.
Okay, wait a minute, sir. Just wait a minute, because I'm a little bit nervous now. Let me just call him so he can see what you're explaining. Maybe when he listens to, he understands better. Okay, wait a minute, please. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Detlef.
Close over here.
Detlef, Schnuckelchen, come here. Detlef, hörst du mich? Mikro an.
Ja, sag mal, wo ist denn der Kaffee, Jens?
Ich weiß, der ist in der Schublade, aber komm mal, Jens, komm hier, komm mal her, bitte.
Du, aber ich will doch jetzt erstmal einen Kaffee trinken. Willst du auch einen Kaffee?
Ja, mach mal auch ein Käffchen, solange er noch alles zieht hier. Ist er noch nicht fertig.
Ja, ja gut. So. Und willst du mit Milch oder mit Zucker?
Ja, ja, auf jeden Fall. Mach irgendwas, ist mir scheißegal.
Hast du denn auch frische Milch?
Ja, ja, Schatz, komm mal her, guck mal. Er ist gerade, der Herr, excuse me, I have to translate it because he doesn't speak very good English, so I will just translate to him. What should I tell him exactly so he understand what's so, not happening?
Let me explain to you from the beginning to the end, okay?
Yeah.
Now, it seems that you particularly have invested with somebody else before, probably a company or a fake fraudulent company, that they have gathered all this information that we have over here in our own system, okay?
Okay.
Now,
okay.
This person has tried to do everything that he could under this name that we have over here, Jens, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
He is trying to do transfer all across Europe and also internationally. In Dubai, in Italy, we have cases in also in Eastern European and also in Russia. Now, we don't know specifically why this person was doing transaction with Bitcoin. However, we could find it in case, since we have a lot of cases over here, as you can see, right? These people have been scammed by different types of people before, right?
Okay,
and now, in your own case, sir, you probably don't remember, or I don't know how everything went through. We just saw that in our own case, this name, as I mentioned to you, starting with Jens, and we have your last name over here. Just a second, so I can pull it up and I can see everything.
Jetzt, hier ist der Kaffee für dich.
Ja, danke, Schatz, danke.
Aber die Milch war schlecht. Wo hast du denn die Milch?
Schatz, I'm speaking with the guy now. Please wait a minute. Ich bin mit dem Herrn gerade am Telefonieren. Was?
Ach Mensch, ich möchte doch Milch in meinen Kaffee.
Ja, schieb dir die Milch, wo du willst, hin. Wir sind bei 90%, über 90, fast fertig. Marc, ich brauche den Pfad zum Papierkorb, bitte. Okay, excuse me, sir, my friend is, he really don't understand what's up. Okay, sorry. Keep going.
Yeah, so you might have invested somewhere with somebody, like a platform or something, and now these people have been caught for scamming. Now they're being searched by the Interpol and the police.
What?
Also across all Europe. Yes, these people have gathered the information. That's how we got the information from your own side, sir. And probably, I don't know if you remember that you have done an investment with them. However, that's how we found the portfolio over here, okay? And now, this amount that is generated towards this name is the amount that you
have invested
probably 2 to 3 years ago.
Okay.
Now, this money over here, it's totally under the legal name that we have over here, Jens Knalute, correct?
Yeah.
And then everything is proceeded. So we have over here the transaction that we catched it on the right time. And after that, the coin market case deleted every transaction so everything can go further. You see how it goes over here? You see all the transaction details? It starts with the type that we got everything necessary, the date, the price per coin, which was cashed because these people have invested probably 2-3 years ago when the Bitcoin and other coins were fluctuating. So they were lower and now they got higher, correct? That's one of the main reasons why they made so much money out of it. However, initially there were more money in the account. However, it didn't go as much smoothly as it required. So right now, probably they're doing their own stuff. I don't know. That's the only thing we got from the coin market case. We are just taking care of the system. So we don't want any more fraudulent activity to happen to this one. We are cooperating with the coin market cap towards this thing. And the total spend you can see is 37, correct? You see this one?
Yes. Okay.
Now, wonderful. Now, I want you to understand that there is a quantity of 0.35 Bitcoin exactly on this platform and exactly on the wallet that we have over here, right? You can see it yourself.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes.
So, me personally, I need to ask you, what would you like to do with the amount of money that we have over here? That's the main for you.
Well, I think, of course, if I can, I will... have it on my account or on my boyfriend's wallet.
Mm-hmm. Okay, wonderful. So I need you to understand one thing before we continue with every procedure, okay? Now, in order for us to do the security deposit and everything to get concluded right away to your account, there is the fee. You see this one over here? That's what the coin market cap is asking for it in regarding to the account to be fully operated by yourself. It's a fee of $3,000. And after that, the account is going to be directed wherever you like. You want to be done in your bank account, or you want it to be done in your wallet, or you want it to be done into somebody else that you like to this profit to be received, right? However, okay, the coin market cap is requiring from your own side a $3,000 deposit. Once they get the security deposit fee, then the money is going to be transferred right away, the one that is over here. So from the like the $32,753 US dollars that we have over here, once you get the payment, it's going to be concluded to the 29 after you get. I'm not going to take from this money. That's not part of us. It's the coin market cap requiring this amount, right? So technically, the coin market cap is requiring you to pay right now a 3,000 fee since the account has been frozen and blocked due to the suspicious activity that has been provided, right? And now, in your own case, sir, once you pay the 3,000 USD fee, the amount that you have over here, you can transfer it wherever you like it. You want to be transferred to your bank account, to your wallet, to somebody else's account, and then you can provide me with all the information, okay? That's something that the coin market cap is requiring. Only the $3,000 fee to be paid so the account can be unfrozen again and we can get a confirmation from the self coin market cap to be sent to you right away. So you want to get the account right now or
yes I can just ask my partner to be sure. To understand, this money has been
frozen.
Frozen. Okay.
Yes, it's only under because we are just like the partners with CoinMarketCap in our own case, LOB from United Kingdom, and we are just taking care of our own matter hands regarding for this type of way, right? Now, we just have cases over here, as you can see on the left screen. That we have from different types of people that we are taking care of. We are just the third party over here. However, we are doing all the initial information from the beginning to the end so the client knows on what's going on and we can hold partnership in the future. If there is any activity to be more represented, we can help you out also regarding with your investment, where you would you like to invest. However, this account right now is totally frozen. It can fluctuate within the Bitcoin price since everything has been put in a Bitcoin. However, we cannot do anything about it since the account is frozen by the coin market cap. We can just overview it, right? You can see over here on the top left that says overview that we have the all initial wallets in my own account over here. However, for you to activate it, there is a transaction fee of 3,000 USD. Once this transaction is done, then we can proceed further for you retrieving the money or whatever you would like to do. You want to keep it to the coin market cap. That's up to you, sir. There is no more transaction after that. Regarding that you have to pay something whatsoever, the money is totally yours after that, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. So do you want to do right now? Is there like that's the only thing they require? And after that, all this account is going to be totally yours.
Okay, so I have to pay the fees.
Exactly. Just one-time fee, the 3,000 USD, and it's going to be right directly sent it to you wherever you like. You want to, as I mentioned, bank account or wallet or anything else regarding that?
It's so much at a time for me to understand exactly what is happening, basically. Könnte die Datei, die mir Dings gegeben hat, rüberschieben eigentlich. Just a minute. Just let me speak to my friend. Schatz, komm mal bitte, ganz kurz. Wir müssen jetzt irgendwas erzählen, damit ich das die Datei finde.
Ja.
Magst du mal mit ihm reden, damit ich so lange die Datei vorbereite?
Na klar.
Okay, verscheuche ihn nicht. So. Okay, sir, just I give you my boyfriend. He will ask you, he's not perfect in English, but he will ask you some question. It's okay?
Yes.
Okay.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey, what's your name?
The talk, right? Gary Miller, sir.
Yes, Mr. Miller. Okay. So can you explain me what is your reason to call us?
Yes. So now there is an account being held over here in the Coin Market Cap. Can you see it on the computer, sir, over here, this platform?
Coin Market Cap.
And it was under the name Jens now Tute.
Yes, that's my boyfriend.
Exactly, wonderful. I love to hear that. So technically, sir, what is going on? It seems that Jens has invested with somebody before some money in a platform and a project activity. Okay? And this person that got the money, they have opened the account in the CoinMarketCap and they have transacted money everywhere across all Europe and across Dubai for the last 2 years. However, since CoinMarketCap couldn't recognize if Jens was the real person, they were seeing a lot of fraudulent activity happening on the account. Okay?
Okay. And
now,
Yes? I don't want to interrupt you.
Yeah, thank you. So technically what is happening, sir, regarding towards that, is that after that, we got everything concluded. The CoinMarketCap contacted us via directly for this fraudulent activity that has been happening on the account. And since then, we cashed it right on time, which was actually a couple of days ago, but we couldn't tell if the person was trying to do any more transaction since the account was still frozen. It was done on February 13, 2025 in 1:40 a.m., okay? And they decided right away for all these accounts that you see over here, because there's a lot of many cases that my own colleagues are taking care of. These people have been frauded before by a company, by a website, by a person to get money out of them, right? And these people have invested under these people other name. In New York, in the case of Jens Knauti, they have got all this money that he provided for them, probably 350 euros, 500, 1,000, it doesn't matter. And they have made money out of that name and they have used to do transactions all across globally. So CoinMarketCap contacted us via directly and regarded us with everything that said that this person is doing some initial transaction across all Europe and across all globally too. So we need to take care of the matter hands. And at the same time, since he was trying to do a transaction right now, currently as we are currently talking, like 45 minutes ago to 1 hour ago, my own colleague over here, Peter, he decided to cancel the transaction and to ask via directly the phone number that has been provided to them, to us, okay? Which is 4930220 45632, right?
Yes, but how can that happen? To be you think we are scammed?
From a person that probably you have invested before. So, for example, let me just tell you one thing, sir. Okay, you see this person over here that has Mario Artiligio Refundee. This is from another company that we are covering, Refundee in United Kingdom. This person was frauded for nearly 5,000 euros. You see this one over here, sir?
Yes, but...
The one where I'm putting the mouse?
Yes, but... Now, yes, okay. Yeah. I don't want to interrupt you.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Okay, so let me just explain to you so we can continue. Sorry about that, too. You are very kind of you and very respectful. I appreciate it. So technically, this person, Mario, as I mentioned to you, he invested to a company, a fraudulent company, and he didn't have any information about it 3 years ago. And technically, he put it 5,000 euros down, and they'd be trying to call him and whatsoever, or they're trying to rip him off, or it doesn't matter, right? It depends. Sometimes they give you phone calls, sometimes they don't know, sometimes they just want the identity, and that's all that they need from, okay? Now, in the case of Mario, for example, he didn't know about the money. However, we just gave him a phone call yesterday, and he's trying to retrieve the money that we have over here. He has the fees too, and everything. Then we have the case of Antonio. He has $1.6 million. However, in the case of Antonio that you can see over here, sir, okay, can you see it?
Yes.
This person has invested over 100K with a company, a fraudulent company, that these people trying to scam them and whatsoever, and he hadn't been called for the last year. He was very disappointed, and right away, once the CoinMarketCap got the confirmation that the person is being scammed, they contact us via directly, and the last week we're trying to cooperate with Antonio to retrieve the money back. However, as I was explaining to your to Jens about the specific situation, since we could catch it on time, right? You can see it in front of the screen what's going on. You see the transaction details. Now, the transaction got canceled on 13 February 2025 in 1:40 a.m., correct? And
yes.
The quantity that was cashed with that was 0.35 Bitcoin, right? And the fees, as I explained to Jens, that's what I was going to explain to Jens in the end, because over here the total span and also the price per coin. However, the other transaction, we cannot confirm it since the CoinMarketCap has blocked every transaction that I went through from the last 2 years, okay? 2 to 3 years that the account has been open. And now we just have this account over here in front of our screen. And I was explaining to gents that you probably have been scammed. These people have provided for you with non-informational things, and they are trying to scam you. They got your the identity that's provided for us in front of the screen and everything else, okay? So technically, what we are trying to do right now, just a second, don't cancel it for me, sure, because I need to show it to you. The only thing for gents to retrieve the money that is over here, it's only towards the CoinMarketCap to pay a $3,000 fee so they can get the security deposit. And once after that, the money that is presented over here, which is $32,753.19 USD dollar, is going to provide it right away wherever they like it. They want it in their wallet, they want it into their own bank account, or wherever they like it, okay?
Okay, but I have one question. How can we differentiate scammers from other people? Can you explain it for me?
Yes. So technically, the first things first you got to understand, sir, is it whenever you look to a company and if they're a scam or no, you have to check online about everything. Don't get provided by their own links. If you search right away about a company, let's say, for example, a stock market exchange or a crypto or everything in between, right? You have to search right away for their own specific initial detail. Let's say, for example, you want to go to cryptocurrency, you know, investing, right? You don't want to go to a website where they provide it for you via email or they tell you, like, write it like this. You need to search it up by your own self, by not adding .com or .ca or .d or .eth, you know, where all these countries are operating from. You get my point, right? And once you go over there, you got to just search the name. So let's say, for example, over here, sir, this is a case. I'll show you over here in the newer tab. This is a case over here. There was a company in Canada which is called AGP. Okay, I'm just going to show it to you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You see this one?
Yes.
Now, see over here what it says. Investor alert, AGP Canada ULC impersonation scam. Now, there were some people that they were providing fake links, okay, as this one over here, and they were using, okay, this is the company that you got to go. However, this might be the real company, and this investor were using fake identity. And the only way where you can provide it is only by knowing the real initial things. You got to know where they're located. You got to search everything for them. And if they're trusted also within the clientele that they're providing, okay? That's the only information that I can give you. However, since scammers are getting more and more better at the way that they are cooperating, it's a little bit more harsher. Now, in our own case, what we can provide for you, it's only the way that we cooperate. And we know that we are working with our own company over here, CoinMarketCap, from LOB in United Kingdom. And also from the bank itself. So technically, that's the way that we cooperate. That's what I want to need to tell you, you know? So you see how it cooperate? Like, people use investment, and they do, like, different impersonate of real brands, and they use the identity of these real brands to take over, okay? That's the way that I can explain to you on how you can get a little bit more safer with the companies itself, okay?
Yes, but my I heard companies that are dealing with money must be regulated. Is it true?
No, the CoinMarketCap is a regulated company, sir. The CoinMarketCap is one of the biggest coin. Yeah, I'm just searching for you right now so you can see it yourself, okay? That's the only information. It's one of the best companies to invest in the itself. You can see it over here, okay? It's one of the biggest market. It says CoinMarketCap capitalization, market cap refers to the total value of particular cryptocurrency that is currently in circulation. Okay? Now, if we go over here, okay?
Yes.
You can see it's totally a legit website because from the beginning to the end, it's totally regulated. You can see over here it says for allow cookies and everything, right? And if we go scroll down to the bottom, you're going to reach out to every initial information that they have over here. This is the real deal. Like, this is a company that is actually provided by the government itself when it comes to trading itself, okay? That's something that I can tell you 100% because it's the CoinMarketCap itself. And the only way we cooperate, it's only by knowing the real deal. And now the portfolios that I'm holding over here, as I mentioned to you, which are we can be found it over here too, these are the cases that we are cooperating right now regarding for every person that is trying. You see now it's in euros because it's your own crypto. It's in your own currency. So the total is 31. These are the cases that we have over here on the left, and that's what we're trying to do to retrieve this money back to the people that they have been frauded before. Okay?
Okay. But what's the name of your company?
My company is called LOB.
LOB. And you are also dealing with money, yes?
Yes, we are dealing with the fraudulent activity across Europe specifically right now.
Yes.
Me personally, me as Gary Miller, I'm considered right now across all Europe to be precise, but we have also headquarters and we cooperate with partnership from all across the world, starting with Dubai, also in Saudi Arabia, also in Canada, also in United States, South America, etc.
Yes, and where are you regulated?
Me personally, right now, we are regulated across
your company.
Europe. We don't have any.
Your company. Your company. Where is your company regulated?
Where is my company regulated?
Yes. You are dealing with money.
We are. Yes. We right now, we are cooperating mostly in Switzerland. That's where we got our own offices. You know, the main offices that we cooperate.
However, yes.
And our own case that we are regarded over here. It's in United Kingdom. That's where I'm calling you from, since that's where my own, you know, the cases that I'm taking care of, as I mentioned to you, it's not only in the case of people across Europe. However, we have two cases, which is the person, Brandon, over here in Canada, and the Kenneth, too. That's where I'm right now located.
And you are located in Switzerland, and which authority give you the license? What's the name of the authority? What's the name of the authority? No, I want to hear it from you. Which the name of the authority which is regulating you, your firm, your
the one
company.
That I'm regulated with, sir.
Tell it me.
No, you can see it in front of the screen. This is the one that I'm regulated with.
No, I'm with I'm now in bathroom, so I can see. So tell it me to me,
sir. You know what LOB stands for?
Nope.
Lombard Odier Bank. We are
yes,
part of the Swiss bank. That's what we are cooperating with.
Yes. And who? Which authority give you the license? With which one?
Sir,
what's the name of the authority in Switzerland?
The authority on Switzerland?
Yes. The authority who gives you the license.
Sir.
Yes, I want
to
hear it.
You
don't know
you
don't know the authority who gives you the license?
Pardon? I don't understand the question. What does it mean right now, the authority? That's something that
in Switzerland there's an authority who is giving license to companies who dealing with money. What is the name of the authority in Switzerland? There's only one.
The authority on Switzerland that gives me the opportunity to deal with money, you said?
Yes. What's the name of the authority?
From my own bank, from the
no.
bank Lombard.
What's the name of the authority in Switzerland? There's only one. You don't know?
Question, sir. What do you mean by authority? Maybe there's a barrier over here. I'm not trying to understand your question.
You are not trying to understand,
sir.
I know. You are not trying to understand it.
No, I'm trying to understand it. But what does this have to deal with the case that we are?
You are dealing with money. You are dealing with money, and every company who is dealing with money has to be regulated. And what's the name of the authority in Switzerland which is giving you the license? That's my question.
Sir, do you know about Lombard Odier Bank? Let me ask you.
Do you know what authorities is?
Sir, I'm not. One second. I'm pretty.
No, not very, 1 second.
Sorry to interrupt you. Because right now I'm trying to understand the meaning of the question that you are trying to ask me. I presented myself as from Lombard Odier Bank, right? And as I mentioned to you, that's the initial information that I have to provide from you from the beginning to the end, from the LOB case that we have over here in the wallet itself, correct? Now, as I technically considered everything from the beginning to the end, my own policy demands to vet only to verify that the person that has the account is over here, as I mentioned to you, Jens Knutten, and I'm over here to provide it with only
yes, information. Yes, Schatz.
So you can... Pardon?
Ich ruf meinen Freund.
Ja, Schatz, was ist?
Lies mal.
So technically, I'm just showing right now in front of the screen.
Okay, du musst dich aber konzentrieren, aber ich habe noch nicht excuse me. Sweetheart, Schatz, ja, du könntest auflösen, aber er darf nicht auflegen. Also ich muss dann, wir müssen überlegen, wie wir das machen. Ob wir das sagen und dann sagen, dass wir alles haben und dass ich dass dein Rechner jetzt zerstört ist oder so.
Ja, irgendwas sowas. Okay, machen wir.
Überleg gerade wie. Ich habe alles gezogen, was ging, alles gelöscht, was ging. Was anderes sehe ich jetzt nicht. Ich gucke dir auch mit, wenn ein anderer Ordner euch auffällt, aber alle anderen Ordner sind leer oder uninteressant.
Ja.
Woanders ist nichts.
Ja, ich bin ja, im Prinzip bin ich ja dann über Regulierung ganz gut dran. Also im Prinzip, er weiß ja gar nicht, wo die Schweiz reguliert wird. Ich denke, dahingehend können wir ja auflösen.
Okay, ich überlege gerade.
Ich frage ihn einfach mal, welchen Beruf er hat.
Ja.
What happened over here in the session?
Ja, I can tell it.
I've left the account open over there, sir. There's something that we cannot proceed any further if that's the case. Can I log in and log out again?
No.
Pardon?
Soll ich's machen?
Hello?
Will ich gerade. Ja, warte mal, ich will gerade, ob wenn ich jetzt klicke, dann ist er weg, dann ist dein Rechner wieder weg. Ich guck mal. Ich weiß nicht, wenn ich jetzt klicke, ob die Verbindung abbricht oder ob das im Nachhinein beim Neustart ist. Ich weiß es nicht. Was schlägst du vor, Micha? Was schlägt dir vor?
Lass uns auflösen. Probier's einfach mal dann hinterher.
Erst okay, so, hey mate, what's your name again?
My name is Gary Miller, sir.
Yeah, no, I mean your real name.
Gary Miller is my real name.
No, I mean the real name, your real name, not the fake name.
Pardon?
Oh, your real name.
My real name is Gary Miller.
No, your real name, not the fake name.
Not the fake name.
Pardon?
Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
Give us your
real name. Be honest to yourself, to yourself and come on.
My real name is Gary Miller. I don't understand
the
meaning of
the
question.
But Mr. Gary Miller, we know that you are a scammer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
We know everything.
You are a bloody damn scammer. And yes. Okay.
Now you're done?
No. It will be a funny video on YouTube.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Yeah.
No.
Just don't hang up. Don't hang up because I have very important information for you.
Mm-hmm.
So you are now ready to explain to us what your business is because obviously my name is fake. Everything is fake. So that's a proof that you are a scammer. And you just want me to make me pay a fee for something that doesn't exist. So you are a scammer? You sound very sympathetic. You have a very nice voice. You're very friendly. Your friend, your other colleague, he's stupid. He don't even know how to spell in English. But we know that you are not English. You're not in London. You're not... I suppose you are North Africa?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What's your real name? You're an Arabic guy or something like this. I suppose you're not English.
Gary Miller.
No, you're not Gary Miller. Come on.
My name is Gary Miller.
No.
Yeah, okay. I'm being honest. My name is Gary Miller.
Okay, can you prove it?
Why should I prove it to you right now? Since you.
I tell you because if you can prove it, I apologize for everything we said. Because you are a legit company, so you should have no problem.
Sir,
you should have no problem to identify yourself. You calling me using voice over IP or internet number,
Jetzt right? Lies mal, was ich geschrieben habe.
Okay, okay. Now right? listen to me very carefully, okay?
No,
if
you listen
you are
to
requiring
me.
For more. No, 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 no. One second. You spoke for 5 minutes over here. Now we're having a conversation or no? Now my
boss is listening to me. Lass ihn mal reden.
And we are having a conversation over here, right? Like we're going to do it turn by turn. You said that I'm a scammer and now you're asking for specific real name and I'm from North Africa and everything, correct?
Yes, yes.
Okay. So
I cannot you cannot I can I can prove
identity. Can I finish?
Yes. Yes, yes, you Wonderful. Can prove. You can prove
okay,
everything.
Okay, just
push
for a second and I'm going to explain to you everything, okay?
I'm ready to apologize.
Now, you're requiring
from I'm ready
me,
to apologize
you're
if
from
you,
me, you are requiring from me a proof of identity, correct?
A proof of everything you are talking about
now,
for an hour now.
Now, one second. Now, in our own case, demanding what you're requiring, you are saying you are not the real person over here as mentioned from the name, correct?
Why? That's important, because you're scamming.
You said you are not the real person, so why should
I am,
right
am.
Now?
Should I explain it?
No, you
should
are
I
not,
explain
you are
it?
Not the real person.
Should
no,
I explain
no, no,
it?
No, no, you are not
no.
the real person.
You are the victim and the prey of a scam beta, and I've been screwing you along. You wasted time
no,
talking
I don't,
to
I don't, I don't think so.
Anyone
I don't
else
think
in
so.
The chain.
Er wird auflegen, Micha, aber Vorsicht.
Everything is being recorded now as we are currently.
Yes,
and you're
yeah, we recorded, we are recording too. We are recording too.
Sure.
It's recorded and it's applied on YouTube.
Wonderful. Just do it. I don't mind it. However,
however,
I'm going to explain to you very briefly.
Yes.
If the government comes at your door, it's going to be by me. Okay?
Okay, listen to me. We have everything on your computer. We have destroyed your computer. And it's over.
Why can't I use my computer right now as we are currently talking?
Yes. Just do it. It's over. Just look at your computer, mate. Just look at your computer. We have destroyed everything.
How did you destroy?
Hello? Are you there?
I'm listening. I am over here in my own computer
right
now, currently talking.
Just check your folder. Just check your folder. We have deleted everything and we have all the information that you had in your folder and we will provide this information to the authorities because you're a scammer, mate. That's all. Just prove it. We are scam baiting for now years now and you are a prey of a scam baiter and we are scam baiter team for years now. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? So, do you want to say anything to your parents who are probably will listen to this too? Mom, Dad, I am a scammer. Because in my country, I have no money to make. So, we will provide all this information to the right local authorities of your country. Because we have everything of you now. And you can now...
North Africa, correct?
Oh, maybe. You can be also in East Europe or... But you're not in Germany, you're not in London. You cannot prove it. We can prove that you're a scammer. You cannot prove that you are not a scammer. That's the funny fucking problem, you know? And the funny thing is, you will hang on because you don't know further. You will hang on in a few seconds. Hello?
He's anxious.
He's anxious. Oh, he muted his phone.
Mike? He muted his mic.
He did.
He's anxious.
He's anxious.
Shivering. He's shivering.
Wir gucken mal, ob wir was finden jetzt. Vielleicht steht sein Name irgendwo drin auch. So, was haben wir denn Schönes?
Gucken wir doch mal, was wir da haben.
Ja, genau. So, ich hatte ja einen Ordner direkt auf C gemacht. Na? Hey, mate, are you away? Did you left us? Come on, mate. It was so fucking funny. Dude? Da ist der Ordner. Guck mal, was ich Schönes habe. Der Download-Ordner ist voll. So, ich hoffe, wir finden interessante Sachen. Ich weiß es nicht. 800 MB, Leute. Oh, was ist das denn für Ding? Mein Document. Oh, nee. Da war alles leer, oder was?
Ey, hier. Das ist doch... Guck mal. New Folder.
Was haben wir denn
klein.
Hier?
Bisschen klein. Blockchain! Ah!
Blockchain!
Chantal Mr. Roger! Roger. Chantal Roger!
Mate? Mm-hmm. Come on!
Sixth February!
To us, motherfucker. Wow!
Blockchain Incorporated! FCA!
James Cole!
Oh, it's so funny!
Recovery your frozen funds from your past transaction.
Roger Rabbit or what is this?
Roger Rabbit, ja genau. Was haben wir nichts Interessantes. Oh, was haben wir denn hier? Auch der arme Bernd.
Richtig, ein Deutscher.
29. Boah, Alter.
Oh, schon ganz alt.
Ja, ist seine Nummer irgendwo? Kann man ihn anrufen?
Werden wir finden, ist kein Problem. Das geht ja sowieso an die Behörden.
Genau. Hey, Mate, come on. You're still in the call, motherfucker. Was haben wir hier?
Das ist ja der aus London in Österreich, ne?
Ich weiß es nicht. Aber was heißt Mulvad, Wireguard? Manchmal kann man an den Programmen auch die Sprache rausfinden. Wireguard Wind, was ist das denn hier, Mulvad? Aber warte mal, ich hab ja Doppelklick auf die Datei, ne? Auf den Dings Mass Override, vielleicht hat's geklappt. Client SCV. Oh, SCV-Datei, das ist doch wie Excel, oder nicht? SCV-Datei? Ja, ne?
Ich weiß nicht.
Müssen hier, Test Leads, Spain, Spanisch.
Oh, schön, spanische Leads.
You have Spanish Leads, motherfucker. Come on, so talk viele. To us.
Sind ja nicht so viele, sind ja nur 21 Stück.
Ja, hey, motherfucker. Nuria Chuevas, oh, a lot of names here, motherfucker. Sind das Telefonnummern, E-Mails?
Das ist eine kurze Leadsliste.
Ja, das ist aber ein schlechter Scammer.
Das ist ein ganz schlechter Scammer.
Blockchain-Logo, ja, okay, Blockchain-Logo, guck mal. Blockchain-Logo zum, ja, guck mal. Zum
Mulibad ist doch ein VPN, ne?
Weiß ich nicht. Ist es das?
Ja. Genau. Mulibad Wireguard ist ein VPN. Hat ihm nichts genützt?
Nee.
Hat ihm nichts genützt?
Der Download-Folder ist ja uninteressant. Was haben wir denn hier? Memo Download. Flag Cache. Nee. 800 MB an Scheiße. TS. Extreme Browser. Setup. Winbox Windows. Winbox Windows? Interessant.
Bing.
Bernd Seidler, wieder hier. Clients. Ja. Oh, was haben wir hier?
Oh, was ist das?
Oh, 50 Seiten.
Eine Leadsliste?
Ja, mit 3-4. Das ist doch Spanisch, oder? Klar, das ist Spanien. Kann ich
dir sagen, ja. Ja. Die arbeiten also viel in Spanien.
Warum liegt da denn hier? Guck mal, die ganzen E-Mail-Adressen.
Ja,
schön, 50 Seiten an Leads. 50 Seiten an Leads, Leute. Was haben wir noch? Client. Mulvad mehrmals runtergeladen. Hier, was ist das denn für eine Sprache? Spisak Nakhon? Was ist das denn für eine Sprache, Leute?
Osteuropäisch wahrscheinlich. Ist kein Problem. Kriegen wir alles raus. Ist kein Thema.
Hier, guck mal. Auch, was ist das hier? Was haben wir hier? Was ist das für eine Sprache? Obstinia, Miesto, Adresa. Was ist das denn für eine Sprache? Da haben wir es doch.
Kriegen wir alles raus.
Ja.
Kein Problem. Du kleiner Betrüger, du solltest langsam mal überlegen, ob du dich ganz schnell aus deinem Callcenter verpieselst.
Okay, motherfucker. We will provide everything to the authorities. You have fucked up. So you can say something for your defense. Now. It's the last possibility. Okay, no? Hello. Scammer. Motherfucker. Oh, ist das langweilig, wenn er nichts sagt. Ja, der ist abgehauen, der macht sich eine Hose. Ich habe den ganzen Ordner auch gelöscht, ne, runtergeladen alles, ne? Und gelöscht. Und wenn ich hier gucke, 800 MB Expression Camera Win. Expression Camera. Was ist denn Expression Camera? Wisst ihr, was das ist? Ist das ein Programm? Ja, Expression Camera.
Ja.
Mulvad VPN, du hast recht, Mulvad VPN.
Ja.
Tja, Jungs. Super.
Schön gelaufen, das Ding.
Schade. Er ist noch nicht so lange dabei. Sonst hätten wir einiges Oder? Wenn wir eine Dashboard von Ihnen haben können. Savid Pictures auch nichts drin. Schade, ist noch nicht so lange dabei. Oh.
Na gut, er hat sich verpisst.
Ja, hat sich verpisst.
Thema durch. Sehr
Microsoft
schön.
Document, was haben wir hier drin? Irgendwas? Leer wahrscheinlich, nichts drin.
Nee, nee, es lädt noch.
Ja, lädt noch.
Oh, wen haben wir denn da?
Freddy.
Hallo, Mustafa.
Freddy, dein Mikro wieder.
Freddy Kissbild.
Italien, Italy.
Oh, ah.
Italiener sind das, ja. Sind ja sehr viele Italiener momentan am Scammen. Hier, wie könnten die alle anschreiben?
Oh, ja.
Oder? Ja, könnte man, ne? Maurizio, alter Schwede. Roger Case, Tesla
Okay,
Spain.
ich werde jetzt mal die Aufnahme beenden, denke ich mal,
Ja,
ne?
natürlich.